What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Seven o'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for Kansas City sports. Be sure to check us out on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, all those things. Like and subscribe. You can see this mustache coming in all nice and dirty. I'm going for like the fat Riley Green look. Seen Riley Green?
Oh yeah,
that guy. That's a specimen of a man. The original duck caller. Saw him live, and I was like, "What's this linebacker doing up here singing country music?" What a lineup that was. It was at Arrowhead, and it was Riley Green, Laney Wilson, and then Luke Combs.
Ooh, I'm going to go see Luke Combs in Ames this year.
It's going to be awesome.
And you are?
Yeah, we're going to see Morgan Wallen on Friday in Minneapolis, and then Saturday, Luke Combs in Ames. So
That's sick. Luke Combs will blow Morgan Wallen out of the water.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm really excited. Like, I really like Luke Combs a lot.
Me too.
I've been listening to a lot of him lately, and, you know, he's playing at Iowa State, which is kind of cool. It's early April, so maybe it's an outdoor concert. So, I mean, maybe a little cold. I don't know what to expect.
Right, you'll be plenty warm with Fireball and country music.
You know, me and the two kids and my wife, we're going to up to Minneapolis on Friday, Morgan Wallen at Bank Stadium.
Dude.
And then on the way back, you got to go through Lames anyway, so we're going to stop there and see Luke Combs. It's going to be a cool weekend. Looking forward to that. But speaking of Lames, this is the tweet of the year, I think, that I found. Maybe the tweet of the decade. Maybe the tweet of all time. It comes from top tier Iowa State. It says, I'm tired of being Kansas's Super Bowl. Every year, this is the one game they've circled on their calendar. Iowa State is focused on winning championships. Kansas is focused on beating Iowa State.
That's cute.
I mean, that may be an all timer right there from our friends up in Lames, Iowa, who just got housed by 20. That's their, you know, that's like us talking about Buffalo being the Super Bowl every year. Our team goes on and wins championships, right? That's what
it happens all the time.
You know, you look at Iowa State, you've never made the Final Four, if I'm mistaken, right? And so you're going to sit there and say you're focused on winning championships when you haven't even reached the final weekend of the college basketball season ever. And so, I mean, if you're focused on winning championships of the Big 12 variety, okay, maybe you win a tournament here or there or something like that and whatnot. But I mean, that may be the most, you know, backwards thinking tweet that I think I've ever seen. Kansas needed a win. They're 1-2 in conference play. They should be 0-3 at this point in conference play. They needed a win. Iowa State didn't show up. That dude's shirt was on as tight as possibly could be on the sidelines, and you got your ass kicked. And you're like, it's Kansas' Super Bowl every year as a team that hoists national championships, and Iowa State can't even make the Final Four. Up yours, Iowa State.
I wonder if Gold's back in on Kansas, because he was a little bit distraught yesterday. He's like, yeah, I just don't know if it's their season. It's tough. It's just a tough season. They're back, baby.
25 wins, top 4 seed. I mean, it's what it's going to be.
I don't know why. I wish I would have been on yesterday. I don't know why people were freaking out. I really don't.
Because they were 1-2 in conference play. It's easier to freak out and have a freak out than it is to say everything's going to be okay. It's going to be just fine. You got Bill F himself.
This comes from the 515. You should know that area.
Yeah, that's Iowa.
Yeah, he says, I went to Iowa State, lived in Ames for 16 years, an Iowa State fan to the end. That tweet is ridiculous. Says, if anything, Kansas is our Super Bowl. Come on, guy. Just accept the loss. Go Cyclones.
Yeah.
Nice.
So last time there was renovation at Coffin Stadium, it was because of a cyclone. Remember the Port-a-John flying across the camera that we saw? And then now we found out yesterday they're going to move the fences in, kind of right and left field power alley-ish. Uh-huh. I feel bad for Eric Hosmer today because, boy, would he love that when he was here. One of the guys I heard Vern on yesterday with Cody and Gold, and Vern was talking about these older athletes that were here in Kansas
City. Somebody else had Vern on other than us?
That's right. And Hosmer, Gordo, Moose, all those guys is what Vern had said had been advocating for this for years. As fans, we have been saying, bring them in. Because what's the one thing we always hear? Well, Kauffman's just a tough place to hit. Well, everybody else seems to hit home runs here. How come we don't?
Yeah.
And so they move the fences in. They're going to create some seats behind those walls. They're going to lower the walls and bring in the walls. Advantage hitting for the Kansas City Royals.
Well, for the Royals, but also advantage hitting everybody else that's coming in, too. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, like, everybody else was hitting home runs in this ballpark but us. And so that tells me that's not necessarily a ballpark problem. This ballpark actually plays neutral. I did a lot of, like, deep diving on AI, and then even Vinny said it yesterday. Okay, now we're a neutral ballpark. But when you look at, you know, what this is going to do, you know, for everybody, it's going to bring more offense. And more offense is excitement for a lot of people, right? Obviously, you want more offense in every sport. The NFL has got all their, you know, things kind of, you know, hyped up to benefit the offense. And so that's what, you know, the Royals are going to do. They're going to try to benefit the offense. There is that flip side, though, too. You better make sure, you know, that your pitchers are able to keep it in the ballpark. And they're at a spot right now where they've got a great rotation, maybe the best rotation that they've had since the 80s, right? I don't think that's an argument that anybody would fight you on.
The 15 rotation, man, 14 was good.
The rotation wasn't that good. The bullpen was outstanding. The rotation was okay, got you to the bullpen. This rotation, like, you can win a championship with this rotation. I don't think you could have won a championship just with the rotation and not have everything else in 14 and 15. I think this is a championship, you know, type of rotation. So I think it's the best rotation that they've had in a very long time. So it's going to be up to them to keep the ball in the ballpark. The good news is they do give up a lot of fly balls, as I was looking and doing my research on Gemini yesterday for all of this to get information, but they give up soft fly balls. So they don't think it's going to really affect them all that much because of the softness of the nature of the fly balls and whatnot. But it should hopefully help with their offense. But I think this is also a white flag of letting us know, as Vern said on Monday, the additions are pretty much done for the Kansas City Royals, and they're not able to go out there and add that outfield bat so far that they've wanted to add. They're one of the five least spending teams in free agency so far this season, and they haven't made that big-time trade that we thought that they were going to go out there and make. They should have brought the fences in a long time ago, I thought. It's always been a deep ballpark for home runs, but it's also been a very, very friendly offensive ballpark for basically all of Major League Baseball over these last couple of years. Because when you look at what this ballpark does, Kauffman Stadium last year, third most triples, fifth most doubles, sixth most runs scored, and then 25th in home runs. That's how that ballpark played. So you've got to tailor your team to your ballpark. Get guys that hit it in the alley, hit it in the gap, hit it on the ground. Stop trying to hit home runs. I think that's a foolish approach to try to go out there and hit home runs because of how big this ballpark has been. And that's the analytics that we're in right now. Everybody wants to hit the ball over the wall. But, I mean, go for the gap, you know, go for the doubles, go for the triples. Build your team around the ballpark that you have. And so that's where the Royals are going to be successful. It's not still mashing the ball over the fence. It is still hitting that ball in the gap and playing and creating a team that, you know, factors in and plays well at your ballpark. You have to build your team based on your park.
Because what Kyle Isbell's hit in the ALDS against the Yankees would have been a home run, the one that Soto caught with his back to the wall. Mm. That's now a home run. Yeah. Royals win that game.
Right. They're saying that's about 3 to 4 wins per year. And that puts you in the playoffs last year.
Huge, yeah.
But what does that do for the other team, I wonder, as well? Like, does it have a zero impact, is what I'm saying, you know?
Like, does it cancel out?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, opponents hit 81 home runs in Kauffman last year.
Royals 81 hit, home runs?
Yeah, Royals hit 70.
Oh, someone in the text line said only 15 home runs were hit last year by teams coming into Kauffman Stadium.
No. Okay. That is not true. No. That's insane.
That's 15 home runs. We'd be talking about that all the time.
Best defense of all time.
There was only 15 home runs from opponents at Kauffman Stadium last year from the 816.
Yeah, that is false.
There were 15 home runs from the opponents in one weekend.
Yeah, exactly. I think I saw 15 in one series last year.
Yeah, that is false. Yeah. Just real quick, to play devil's advocate, Bob, wouldn't this team kind of, since this team's built right now, like they can hit home runs, and as you mentioned, maybe the best lineup and bullpen the Royals have ever had, doesn't that kind of lead to the fact that, okay, they can hit home runs? Best rotation they've ever had. Wouldn't that kind of add up? Okay, well, we can hit home runs, we can score, our pitchers can stop others from hitting those home runs, so they're kind of playing to their ballpark, or they're kind of forming their ballpark to the roster right now.
That's what they're kind of doing right now. But, you know, you have to make it go out there and work. I mean, it's cool that they're moving them in. I hope we see more home runs. I hope we get more fireworks. I hope it goes to, you know, to more wins, you know, for this organization. And it should. I mean, it really should. But you also wonder what is the flip side of this as well? Are other teams now all of a sudden going to be better? But for years, we've always saw other teams hit home runs at Kauffman Stadium and put them in the fountains, and the Royals never have been able to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been an organizational you know, disease for the better part of 30 years. They just never have had that power guy. And now all of a sudden they're doing the right thing by moving the fences. And this should have been done years ago with this organization. They did it for 1 year when Allard was the GM, and they quickly moved them back because you had Chris George and Dan Reichert on the mound mm-hmm. that were giving up moonshots to the FCA building all day.
Mm. That's what your guy said on his show last night. After Hours said it. Oh, well, then have it, take it up with Logan Weber. Because that's not an accurate number. It was 81 home runs. 82? 81 home runs. Maybe it's a psychological thing. I don't know. Maybe that's like a psychological thing for the hitters, too. Like, hey, the walls are in shorter. Maybe it comes natural. I don't know. But, I mean, you have power in this lineup. At least from what I know. Carter Jensen's got power. Caglione. Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, Vinny Pasquantino. Max said he misspoke, but he said the best roster or best lineup. This could be.
If
all the cylinders work the way they're supposed to work, and Salvador Perez is your seventh best hitter in this lineup, that's pretty insane.
Ooh. Visitors hit 81 home runs last year.
That's what Max said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Mac is right. I'm going back and looking at it. Yeah, you know.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Double-checking, because the text line wants to argue with you.
Yes, thank you. Won a game.
My sources tell me that the reason they moved the walls in is because Kauffman Stadium's not going to move.
Well, you may be right about this point in time.
Yeah. We'll talk about that on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan. You're over Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
Every Hardee's is closed.
Well, that's done.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.